Hello. I'm doing this a little differently today. I acknowledge that it's getting close to the end of the month, and I have quite a few customs I want to work on now that I finally got my Patreon exclusive audios done. So I wanted to take a couple minutes on my lunch break and record my audio diary. So obviously, you can expect, as always, for this to be unstructured. So bear with me. I'm sitting in my car right now in the parking lot at my work. I spent the first 10 minutes of my lunch clearing my car because it has snowed a lot in the 6.5 hours that I've been here. And there's like massive icicles hanging off the back of my car, which I just think looks so, I don't know, it's cool, it's creepy, right? Like, it's so cold out that a car is just covered in snow and ice. I don't know, it's silly. It's just like kind of cool to see. In the past, I used to really dread the winter time because it meant less sunlight and less, you know, green grass and trees and birds chirping and all the things that you generally associate with positivity and light and love and joy. And winter felt like a very dark, quiet, cold, sad time. I certainly used to suffer a lot with seasonal affective disorder. But this year, I mean, I've had some stuff going on in the last little while that has caused me like a decent bit of stress. But it's been this really interesting experience where in the past a lot of these stressful things, much like the winter itself, would have caused me to want to retreat into my little depression cocoon, you know, where I avoid my friends and family and I seek out behaviors that will make me feel good right now. So drugs and alcohol and sex and spending money and eating food. And just curl up in a ball and avoid any negative implications of any of that behavior. And this year, I don't know, like these stressful things are happening and you know, I've had a couple moments even where that voice in my head, the one from a long time ago, would come back and offer solutions, if you will, to my anxiety and to my sadness, things to do to avoid ever feeling them again, ever feeling anything again. And it's just a quick little voice reminiscent of my poor past coping mechanisms. And just as quickly as that voice sort of says its piece in my head, another, it's not really even a voice, this other one. I think this other thing is just my higher self, if you will. Just, it's like a knowledge dawns on me. So the voice comes in and it's like, you'd feel so much better if you just went to sleep. You'd feel so much better if you just curled up in a blanket and ignored everybody and just put things in your body that would make you feel good right now. And then that knowledge dawns on me that I might feel better in that moment, you know, where I get to stop crying for a second. I get to stop feeling sad for a second. I get to stop feeling dread for a second. And instead I get to enjoy a tasty Egg McMuffin, or I get to enjoy being high and just curled up in the blankets and feeling the sheets and that on my skin. And I draw the blinds and I don't see the sunlight, or what, you know, what little sunlight that we get. And I guess for sure in those moments and in those couple minutes while I'm enjoying whatever it is, I'm happy in a sense because I'm not feeling that sadness or that dread or whatever the feeling was before. But there's a knowledge there, an underlying dread and anxiety, knowing that the problem itself hasn't been solved and the issue still remains and the sadness still remains. And eventually I have to come out of this little hidey hole and deal with it. And it's almost kind of funny saying all of this out loud because that seems obvious right? Like, you can't hide from your problems forever. But for a long time, pretty much my entire life up until these last couple of years, if something upset me or something was hard for me to deal with, I just didn't do it. And I've noticed, I mean, I've done a lot of self-reflection in this last little while, and I've noticed that I favor making other people happy over making myself happy, because I don't often feel that my emotions are valid. And so just with doing all of that reflection and kind of learning this stuff about myself, holy shit, I'm really rambling. I'm getting deep. I've been in a deep place in my head lately. But through doing that sort of reflection and acknowledging those, not weaknesses, it's not a weakness to care so much about other people that you might put yourself last, but certainly areas that I could delve into further and work on, blah, blah, blah. In looking at all of that, I can just see how far I have come, and I can see the benefit to not avoiding the things that are scary and not avoiding the things that make me sad and not favoring instant gratification over hard work and dedication to achieve goals that I set for myself. I started this audio, this diary, talking about how in the past the winter made me really sad, and how in the past sad things made me really sad, and like the winter I would try to avoid the things I didn't like. And this year has just been, it's almost symbolic that when it, you know, I woke up today and I wasn't in the most best place mentally. I'm good. We're, you know, we all have days. But I looked outside and it had snowed, and we just got an absolute fucking dumping of snow like a week ago. So I'm still aching from all the shoveling. And I looked outside and I saw that it had snowed again. But instead of like dreading going outside and shoveling the driveway and just fucking dealing with the snow again and being cold and having dry hands and dry skin and whatever, I was like, oh, it's beautiful. Like, after the last dumping of snow, you know, we drive on it enough and it warms up enough. Some days it melts and then it freezes again and then it gets crusty and crunchy and gross and gray. I don't know. I just looked out the window and I saw all the snow in the driveway and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, it's beautiful. It looks so fresh again. It's so soft and white and airy, and it absorbs so much sound. So when I went outside, like, I live in a relatively new area, so all the trees in my neighborhood are like little babies, which means that if I so much as cough outside, every single person in my neighborhood can hear it, but not when it snows like this. So I went outside and I shoveled and my cheeks were pink and my hands were icicles. And my dog was stoked, and I was stoked. It was so peaceful. It was so nice. And the fact that on my lunch, you know, I could have stayed inside. I could have kept reading my book. I could have eaten something or just looked at TikToks on my phone or whatever. I wanted to come out here. I wanted to clear off my car. I wanted to turn it on and sit in it and feel the warmth of my car while appreciating the beauty of the cold, dark, but, you know, snow-covered, beautiful winter weather we're having. My surroundings are gorgeous right now. And I just think that I'm very grateful that I don't want to hide from this anymore. And that when I'm feeling very sad and I'm having a hard time sort of coping with the stress I'm experiencing or the anxiety I'm feeling or what have you, that, you know, that voice has its moment where it's like, just go home, just get in bed, just curl up, don't talk to anybody, don't worry about it, ignore your phone, do this, or don't ignore your phone, get on TikTok, get on Reddit, do anything you can to shut your brain off. Instead of that voice having any weight, that, again, that sort of like just that like I said before, that like knowledge just like falls on me. My higher self reminds me that it feels better to confront the difficult things. It feels better to, I don't know, to stop resisting the situation as it is. I can hate the winter all I want. I can way prefer all the hours of sunlight that we get in the summertime and be as miserable as I want about the fact that it's pitch black out at 6:30 at night. But then I'm ignoring the fact that there's so much of this is so good. Like, it's beautiful. I'm ignoring the gorgeous coating of fresh snow everywhere. I'm ignoring the fact that some kids are outside not shoveling. I don't know if kids would like to shovel, but some kids are outside sledding and throwing snowballs at each other and having fun, and they're having snow days. They don't have to go to school because it snowed too much. Like, that's such a positive and exciting and fun thing. And if we didn't have the winter, then would I really appreciate the spring all that much? Like, would I be that excited when March and April rolled around if it wasn't symbolic of the winter thawing and everything coming back to life again? Probably not. So I'm in a deep place. I'm thinking a lot. Maybe this is like too much to share with you guys. Maybe it's not. If you're interested in any sort of like spirituality or like self-reflection or internal growth or anything like that, then maybe you'll listen to this and maybe some of this will resonate with you. I just finished doing a half an hour of meditation in my car as well. So I just feel pensive and I wanted to share it with you guys because this is like kind of a weird thing to just text one of my friends and be like, this is what I'm thinking. So I just tell you guys instead. Anyway, I should talk about stuff that's relevant to why you're here. So I'll just quickly go and tell you some updates that I've made. If you haven't already seen, I've changed sort of how I'm going to do the live recording sessions, which are accessible to tier one and up patrons. And the way I'm going to do it now is instead of trying to plan like way in advance a day and time that I'm going to record, based on my schedule and my husband's schedule and yada, yada, I'm just going to kind of start being like, okay, I think I'm going to record tomorrow and then shoot a message out on Patreon and let tier one plus people know that, if you want, you can pop in between this time and this time. I'll probably be online recording and then give access to the Discord. It'll be less structured, and maybe just a bit more interactive. I'm not sure yet how that'll go, but I think it's definitely worth trying. And by doing it that way, I can offer more periods of live recording and interaction, because I am just like really struggling to stay on top of messages, and I don't want to just like sit here and accept your money and your likes and your kind comments and not be a human being and interact back with you. So that's my goal with the tier one recording stuff. You know what I mean? The live recording sessions. And I think that was the only update. I don't actually think much else has changed. I am looking into collaborating with another female VA from GWA after Valentine's Day. I'm not going to say who, but it's somebody who's interested in maybe doing some mommy/incest audios, and like, fuck me, how cool is it that someone was like, I want to get into incest/mommy audios. I'm going to ask Kat. Like, that's the coolest thing ever. So I'm really excited for that. We'll see what happens. She's busy and I'm busy, but we really want to make it work. So you guys will be the first to know when I can share a bit more information about that. And yeah, honestly, I don't really have a whole lot else to say right now. I just really needed to share that. And I hope that there's at least one person who hears the stuff I rambled off at the beginning of this audio who needed to hear it, because I needed to say it. Thanks for listening. I hope that you are having a really lovely day. And if you're not, I hope it gets better. Take care.